Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with Coach Belichick. Got a lot to be thankful for. Let's start with win number 271 and coming off the video right there. Great moment in the locker room, you know, with the owner, with the players, which guys that got you there. You've had a lot of teams over the years. Just talk about it briefly, what it means to you to be third.
Well, it's pretty humbling. Certainly never thought about that when I got into football or got into coaching. But I've been very fortunate to have the opportunity to be around a lot of great people and certainly to coach a lot of great players and, have a lot of great assistant coaches, coordinators, coaching staff, and, work for a great organization. So it's been very fortunate, and hopefully we can add a few to that number.
A lot of third and longs during that process too,
well,
right?
I'll say.
Both sides of the football. I see what goes into road trips. Going back 3 years ago out to Green Bay and picking up an organization, not only picking up an organization, but taking guys away from a normal home routine. Talk about the process from Denver to end and the way it ended against the Oakland Raiders down in Mexico City and the focus your team showed throughout the course of that and how proud you were of what they did.
Yeah, I thought it was a real good trip for us. You know, the three legs, the first leg was going out to Denver, and we left on Friday after practice and went out and, I thought played well, performed well as a team in that game. Then after the game, I thought it was a big advantage for us to be able to just get on a bus and go down to Colorado Springs and go to the hotel as opposed to, flying back across the country and, trying to get a tough start to the next day. We were actually ready to go on Monday and had a good productive day on Monday and Tuesday. And then we were ready to go on Wednesday for the Raiders. Practice at Air Force, they had good facilities. They were very accommodating. And we were really able to get on a good week. It wasn't like a home game, but it wasn't like coming back from an away game either. I think the players certainly felt the difference in altitude in practice and just kind of a little bit of a shortness of breath. And then, we had a good week there. And then on Saturday afternoon, flew down to Mexico City and kind of got reacclimated to that situation. Of course, playing in that stadium was different. We'd never been there before. And the players, again, responded very well to that. We got off to a good start. We played from ahead. I thought our team handled all those situations well. The organization did a great job of paving the road for us. So that's a lot of planning, a lot of work. It was a great trip by the organization, and I think our players and coaches benefited from it tremendously. And now we're back in a regular routine this week, kind of with the holiday and all, but, back in a regular routine. We got to, get back to having the same smooth process that we had, a couple weeks ago.
A lot of divisional games packed towards the end of the schedule. It's kind of an odd quirk here. You're on week 12. You haven't played the Miami Dolphins yet. So now as you catch up and you look ahead and getting ready for Miami, what impresses you about their team and the way they're playing this year?
Well, as usual, they're a very disruptive team defensively and in the kicking game. They pressure kicks. They block kicks. They turn the ball over. The last 2 years, fumbles and interceptions, close to 50 combined. So they get the ball out a lot offensively. They have very explosive players and a great coordinator with Coach Gase. And the system that they use. So good quarterbacks, good running backs, good tight end, good receivers, all guys that can make big plays. They can score in a hurry. They can score from any place on the field very quickly. So it's a very explosive team that's won a lot of close games. The close loss they had to Oakland a couple weeks ago was the first time they'd lost a close game in the last dozen. They'd won 11 in a row. So they know how to win in the fourth quarter. They know how to win close games. They have a lot of explosive players. They're good in all three phases of the game.
We'll talk about Jarvis Landry real quick. Even the past couple games he's played against, it seems like he rises to play you guys. Does the offense go through him? He's a great competitor.
He's a key part of it, but they have so much talent on offense. Stills is a tremendous receiver. He's really a big home run hitter. Parker can, go up and take the ball away from anybody. Julius Thomas, and both running backs have explosive big playability. They both had long runs, and they're both good out of the backfield catching the ball, and both quarterbacks are good. So, really, they've got a very, very good skill group. All those guys can make plays. They all have, and it's just hard to defend. You just can't stop one guy. Landry's a problem. Don't get me wrong. He's a big problem, but so are the other guys. So it really stresses you defensively.
Real quick, I want to touch on passing of Terry Glenn. You talked about it during your conference call this past week. I had Terry for 3 years myself. Interesting player. Just quickly on him and his passing at the age of 43.
Well, very sad. Yeah, very sad. You know, Terry came to the team the same year I did in 1996 when I was the secondary coach. And Terry was first-round receiver, so we worked against him and with him a lot. And I knew... great feet, great quickness, and tremendous hands, and he could really run. I've never really had a feeling as a defensive coach standing in the secondary with Sean Jefferson and Terry Glenn bearing down on you. You could really feel that speed, which was, you know, unique. It was rare. So, but you know, Terry had a tough upbringing, and he battled through some things. But, you know, it seemed like things were really coming together for him. And it's just unfortunate that that accident occurred. I feel badly for his kids and his family.